and 3 till 6 every weekday here on Phoenix FM. Right, I'm joined by my guests for today. Please welcome McCrae.
Hello.
Hi, girls. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, feeling a bit under the weather these past couple of days, but hopefully I'm going to be back on my feet soon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, which one? One's Leanne and one's Shannon. Is it? Have I got the right way? Is it Leanne, Shannon?
Yeah. I'm spectacular. The younger one, and then Shannon's the older one, the older sister of us two.
And it's not much, though. It's about a year, isn't it?
Exactly 18 months.
Yeah.
18 months and 6 days, to be precise.
Wow.
And you formed in 2012, and you're local. You're from London, aren't you?
Yeah, originally from, like, Bexley Heath sort of area, but then we moved to sort of, like, Rochester, and we do a lot of gigs around there now, so... But we do like to play, like, near our hometown, don't we? Back in Bexley.
Yeah, we do quite a few at London. I love London.
Yeah.
Now, I must say that it's not just you two, because you've got a band, you've got the rest of the band, and who does what?
It's only recently we just put a band together, isn't it? And we got our first gig with them next Saturday, and that's in Cross Keys in Tunbridge Wells at 7 p.m. We've only had about, was it 4 rehearsals with them so far?
Probably something like that, yeah. But we sort of started off sort of just jamming, the two of us. And the sound, like, when we did live bits and bobs, it wasn't really full. And obviously we want to, like, show people what it's like on the record. So we recruited the band, and we now have, like, obviously I do the piano, and I used to switch a bit from piano and guitar. But luckily enough, my main focus is piano. Leanne's obviously on vocals. And we've got Charlotte on the bass, and she's really, really, really awesome. We've got Neil on guitar, and then a guy called Tom on drums, and they're all really, really, really good musicians, so it's really nice to be playing with them.
Let's just quickly get to the name, because I was a bit confused with the name, because you're called McCrae, but your surname's McCree, is that right?
We was going to call the band name McCree, so that's M-C-C-R-E-E, which is our surname.
Your surname, yeah.
But unfortunately, there was another band with that name, so we just changed the last letter to I, so it's M-C-C-R-E-I now. But people do get confused. They're like, how do we pronounce that live? And we have to keep saying it. And yeah, I know, it's a bit confusing.
I thought there must be a reason behind the name. There's another member, and they had to put the part of their I in or something like that. So for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre? It's kind of like dance, soul, funk, pop.
Yeah, we're into like the soul sort of stuff, 70s, 80s. I've always been into singers like Whitney and Jocelyn Brown and people like that. So they're the people that inspire me.
And you're quite young to be listening to that type of music. Jocelyn Brown, you know?
Yeah,
Somebody else's guy.
Yeah, I just love the voices. I think the voices are just amazing, and they really inspire me, and I think that can show for our music. Shannon's got slightly different influences, but she still likes the sort of music that I do, and we both love the music that we do, and I'm very passionate about it as well, so...
Yeah, because we started off ballad sort of bits and bobs, but obviously our writing was only with a piano and a voice, so everything sort of went the same way. But then after a little while, we worked with a couple of producers, and we realised that the real route that we wanted to go down was soul, sort of disco, bit of funk, and we sort of listened to quite a few of the artists and realised, like, sort of, like, music techniques and bits and bobs, and Leanne, like, obviously she listens to a lot of the soul singers anyway. And from there, we just went down that road, really, and just carried on.
So you're both really influenced by a different type of music.
Yeah, it's strange, really, but it's all right to have different differences. I mean, we are similar in some ways, but then we're different in other ways. So.
Yeah, because you would be. You're not twins, so there's a year, but, you know, a year between us. So you're obviously going to like different things.
Yeah.
As you are sisters, was you each involved in music separately before you decided to sing together?
Yeah, pretty much, because I started, like, my original influences were quite sort of rock orientated, and my dad was a bassist, and he decided to teach me bass, and, like, because Leanne had a guitar for Christmas, but she never used it, so dad came and said, "Oh, Shannon, do you want to learn some bass stuff?" I was like, okay, so I was sitting there, like, jamming some bass bits on the guitar, and then that's when he bought me my first bass, which was a little Warwick rock bass, bless me heart, and it sort of went from there, really, and then I started playing a bit of acoustic guitar, and I did a bits around school. I did a bit of vocal stuff and guitar at the same time, doing a couple of covers. And then there was one like gig that we did at school, and Leanne sort of came out doing Hero by Mariah Carey. And at this point, we hadn't even like heard her sing, really.
I remember that very well. I hadn't ever sung to anyone. I just used to sing in my room, and I used to get really nervous. And whenever I used to hear someone coming up the stairs or someone by my door listening, I used to just turn it off and pretend that I was never singing, because I just used to get really like shy. I used to shy up, and I never used to.
You play piano as well, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I write. I tend to write a lot on piano.
You should be playing longer than me.
I've been playing longer than you, but you're a lot better than me, because I tend to focus on vocals a lot now.
So what I read about you on the various sites, which we'll talk about soon, is that you was doing this gig and you started singing. So your dad obviously was a bass player, he was in the audience, and he thought, well, we might as well get you together. And that was the defining moment, that part where you actually decided to come together and work as a team.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I played. It was actually at a school performance, and I was actually made to sing by my music teacher. She goes, "Oh, Leanne, you've got to sing." And I was like, "Okay." And I only managed to get through half the song because I was really nervous. I must have been year seven.
Can you remember what the song was?
Yeah, Hero. Yeah, but it's a big song. But
is that the one that goes, "I need a hero"? That one, or is it?
No, it's Mariah Carey.
Oh, the Mariah Carey one. Yeah.
Yeah, which is that's quite a difficult song to sing. But I thought I'd challenge myself, which is weird. Seeing it was my first performance, and I never sung to anyone, but. I mean, it went reasonably well, really, even though I sung half a song.
Well. It went really well. You was only, like, 11 or 12. Oh. And Dad was just sitting there in the audience, like, whoa, since when did this happen? Like, what? And then we decided to sort of come together, and at the time I was only playing guitar, and then I picked up piano about a year on from that, and we started playing with a couple of bands to get us used to gigging and playing in front of people, because we'd never really done that before apart from like school audiences. So that was quite new to us, and then we realised we want to start writing songs. So I sort of like picked up the piano a bit more, and I was stuck on piano for my first gig about 6 months after picking it up for the first time. So that was pretty nervy, and we started off like that for a little while, playing like pubs and that bit, getting used to gigging just the two of us, and that's sort of how it started, really.
But you pick up instruments quite easily, don't you? Like, you was learning drums, whereas I like to stick to vocals, although I write on piano. I don't think I'd have the hand and eye coordination to do both, like.
is it easier working as sisters? I mean, musically, you wouldn't be the first family to work together. There's been lots of sisters and family bands, but do you find it easier to actually practice and work together?
Yeah, I mean, like, we can practice whenever we want, obviously, like, being both young, we still live together and that, which means we can just rehearse whenever we want for free. I know Mum sometimes, when she's trying to watch telly, we're, like, jamming it out.
And she's like, "Shut up, you two." It's nice as well when we write, because I might come up with a piano tune, or Leanne might come up with a vocal melody, and instead of like having to call each other up and being like, "Oh, where can we meet and when?" and that, we are just like, "Leanne, come downstairs, I've got something," because she's like, "Shannon, come on, come downstairs," and we just sort of jam that out, and before you know it, like, the song's been written, and we just have to perfect it and stuff. So the actual sort of like music creativity is quite quick because we're in the same house, thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about songwriting in a sec. Let's get this first track on, because this is your new single, Show Me. Tell us quickly about that one.
That one is, at the moment, the one that's been played is the demo version. Mm-hmm. And we're working with a guy called Nigel Lois, and we're doing a few versions with him. So that's going to be really good. That's going to be coming out soon. And you can find that on the website and things on the internet, like Facebook and that, if you look us up under McCree. So, yeah, this song's called Show Me.
Okay, so have a listen.
Trying to fix it up with some booze.
you go, McRae, Show Me. Fantastic track. Now, we've been talking in the studio because what I was saying there, because obviously the people can't see you, but you're such a small lass and that's a massive voice coming out of there. And it sounded like it. Obviously, it's very, you can tell it's soul funk based. A lot of it, I can see the influence of some of the old music coming on. And that is a retro track. It's like you could kind of go back and it was made in a different era. It's absolutely fantastic. You should be really proud of that track.
Thank you. Yeah, I really love it.
At first, I thought, when I was listening to it, I thought, yeah, it sounds like it's a different singer because you're so quiet. And did he? And then this big voice comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. When I say that we do soul on that, like, people look at me and think, okay, this can be interesting. And then I sort of get up on stage and they're like waiting for us to begin, and then when we sound check they look a bit shocked.
What, that's out now? So is this the one of our DSG? Is this the one on iTunes now? You can get it on Amazon. Is it out at the moment?
No, it's coming out. It'll be coming out. I mean, we got one on iTunes. That's called 3 AM Coffee. We did that song like 2 years ago, didn't we? But that's got also like a soul sort of feel as well.
And you got the Rain Man. You got quite a few tracks actually online, haven't you? Out there.
Yeah, most of them are on SoundCloud. They're not actually finished yet. They're like demo versions, but we thought we'd put them up to sort of like show the new genre that we're going for and show what we're about now.
What's the score on the EP album? Because you're thinking of doing either an EP or an album. Have you decided on that?
Well, we haven't actually decided yet. I think we might be going for an EP, but I think we might be doing an album with Nigel Lewis. So
that's even a bit of both.
Yeah, which is really exciting. This year's going to be a busy year, I can tell.
That's better. She looks like Stevie Wonder, doesn't she?
Yeah.
on that microphone, bobbing her head around. It's going to be good to listen to, it sounds like from what I've seen now, you've got enough material to do both, and it'll be great to have an EP out.
Yeah, we're writing some more for the album. So
yeah, we're just trying to churn out as many songs as we can, to be honest, and then pick the best ones from that bunch. And then we got a couple, because the plan is we're going to put out a really up-tempo one, and then we're going to go for a more sort of like mid-tempo one, and then we're going to go back to another up-tempo one probably, and then we've got a couple of ballady sort of ones, but they're not going to come out till a little bit later, so we can show people what we're about and then show a whole new side to us as well, which isn't too far from the original style.
And you've already been busy because you've done a lot of gigs. You've been playing at the O2 Academy. I'll take it that was the highlight of the year.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was back in May, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was May 16th last year, I think.
Yeah.
Good memory, mate.
You've been confirmed for the International Pop Festival in Liverpool. Now, this is coming up in May. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's Sunday the 17th of May. At 4 PM, we're playing the Cavern Club. And then at 8 PM later on that day, we're playing the Cavern Pub. So that's going to be a really exciting day. And we've never really gigged very far away. We've only gone up to Sheffield, and that's the furthest so far. So it's going to be really good playing to slightly different audiences.
And you're going to have to be getting used to that, because you're off to Munich, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fantastic.
We was going to go sort of like May time, I think, but because of my exams I got coming up, obviously I'm in my last year of school, we couldn't quite go there that time. So hopefully we'll be going there in September. That's going to be really exciting. Because we've been told the music scene out in Germany is really, really cool.
So yeah, it's never been abroad before, so it's going to be...
Yeah, never been abroad.
She's got to go on plane.
Oh, it's first time abroad, and you're going to be singing as well.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's awesome.
It's going to be really new experiences for me.
I'll be laughing at you when you're...
Is that like a festival, a music festival, or is it like you've got a set of gigs there?
I think we're supporting a band called The Bankwells, so yeah, that's cool. Because I did a bit of... work for them. I did a few backing vocals on their tracks and that, and they really like our stuff, so yeah.
Is that just
really
you two
good.
Going out, or the whole band?
Possibly the whole band, I think.
Yeah,
it'll be really cool.
It hasn't been decided yet.
Yeah,
but I think more than likely to be the whole band, because they want us as a support slot, so we're probably going to be playing quite a few dates with them.
Cool.
Yeah.
It'll be really good.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to put another track on. The next track I'm going to put on is So Brightly In You. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Well, that one was quite new. We did that one with a producer called Alan Glass. We wrote that to one of his beats. And it's very soul-y. You know, it's got that sort of vibe.
Quite catchy.
Yeah.
I love the chorus on it. Like, it's one of my personal favourites of it. And I'm just like, just jamming to it.
Yeah, it's a nice little love song. So
can't wait to start playing it live.
So this is McRae, So Brightly In You.
Baby, I will never let you down.
So Brightly, McRae. I'll chat more with McRae straight after a bit of travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Look, much the same on the roads at the moment. A12 congestion, junction 12, A1023 Chelmsford Road. Also the A118, which is the high road in Chadwell Heath, and the A124 Wood Lane, Beckentry Heath. Busy at the moment there. And lastly, congestion on the 118. This is the high road, Chadwell Heath. That's just minor. Roadworks today looking like this if you're out and about. A127 roadworks at Hall Lane, Upminster, not causing too much of a problem there. And also Greater London on the A112 Wellbone Lane. This has been on the screen now for the last couple of weeks at Beckentry Heath. Don't think it's causing too much of a problem. Trains not looking too bad. Central Line's disrupted, not stopping at Tottenham Court Road. Piccadilly Line, Covent Garden is exit only at Piccadilly Line due to engineering works. And also not stopping at Piccadilly Line westbound on Covent Garden due to today's works. Overground suspended at the moment between Gospel Oak and Stratford, also between Surrey Quays and Clapham Junction, and Sydenham and West Croydon, all due to today's engineering works. At your traffic and travel, it is 13:36.
The Beaches. Last few remaining apartments available with your own private patio. Call in and find out more. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. You know when you're driving in the car and listen to the radio and you think he's listening to something, you think, oh, I wonder what he looks like, that person who's on the, you know, the voice at the other end of the microphone. See, with me, you get some ball chat. But with you, with you, I'm listening to your song and I'm thinking, the voice is just like, it doesn't match. It's just such a massive voice. So that last track was fantastic vocals on that.
Oh, thank you.
It's really good, isn't it? Aww. Must be really, and your sisters must be really proud as well, being able to sing like that. But do you just take it in turn singing, or is it just you at the moment, and you just doing some backing vocals?
No, Shannon does sing as well. She does a bit of backing. You got a bit more confident with your singing lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I used to be a little bit. I think we went to singing lessons a little while, like last year, and I wasn't confident at all. And I think where I wasn't confident, I used to be a bit pitchy, and my transition between my chest and my head voice wasn't great. So when it came to backing Leanne, it was a bit hard because the backing can be all over the place. But then Leanne gave me some lessons as well, even like licks and bits and bobs like that. I managed to do it, and I can sing a bit now. But my style and tone is very different. I came from the indie background of singing. I sing the more Ed Sheeran, Bastille kind of things. So, but it's nice because it gives a more sort of blend. And then when we do the harmonies on recordings, we tend to layer them, and the bassist in our band gives backing vocals as well, so it's great to have a more fuller sound. Thank you, Leanne, for them lessons. They paid off.
What's your ideal gig at the moment? You could basically sing that in a lot of clubs, couldn't you? Is that your favourite type of thing, or do you do pubs? Do you do festivals?
Yeah, we're looking to do some festivals, I think, this year and next year. We just like playing like anywhere and everywhere at the moment, just to get our name out. Obviously, places where we can play with the band, because we do like that live, organic feel as well. So,
yeah,
you've done a lot of work. You've done a lot of gigs in Camden. Is there a reason for that? You started off in Camden.
Well, we just thought it'd be nice that we've heard that London is a cool place and there's good people up there.
Yeah, it's fairly cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
I love Camden.
Yeah, we played Proud Camden a lot, and we just really liked the vibe up there. There was such lovely people, and they really enjoyed our music. People would get their cameras out a lot and film, and even meeting the people afterwards, they were really lovely. And yeah, that's why we gigged up Camden quite a lot.
Big on the music scene, Camden, though.
Yeah.
It's a great place
We've done quite a lot around there, not just Proud.
The other thing about Camden that we liked was that they accepted us when we was young, and obviously when you're like...
You are still young. You're only 18.
Yeah,
18.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when we was like 6 or 12 and 14 when we started gigging up Camden. So obviously we'd just... Well, Leanne had just come out of primary school really a year before. And basically when we was giving...
Thanks for reminding me, sis. That's what the eyes were saying there.
And they accepted us up there, and we sort of got used to the gigging sort of circuit up. And we love Camden as well, so it's nice to go around the market. And we started off on the acoustic stage outside Proud, and we've played a couple of gigs in the main room recently. But it was just nice to start off with, because it was quite a mellow audience. People accepted your music, and it was a chance to play our original bits as well.
Yeah, we gained a lot of experience, didn't we?
Definitely.
And confidence.
You got some video. You've done a couple of videos, haven't you? I've seen a couple. You've got videos floating about at the moment on your website with your tracks.
We got a few on YouTube, but that's something we're looking into to do a bit more. We actually did a photo shoot yesterday.
Oh, that's exciting.
For our single that's coming out, Show Me. So yeah, that's exciting, and I think we might do a music video for that one as well. So.
Yeah, we've got a couple of live videos floating around that either we've put on or other people have put on.
Yeah, there's a lot that other people have put on that have seen us live.
But that's more acoustic. We haven't got any videos of the band yet, but that'll all be coming very, very, very soon. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So you're writing the tracks at the moment. Talk me through the songwriting process. Who's doing most of the songwriting at the moment? Is it a thing that you all get involved with the band? Do you share it just as sisters? Or?
It's something that we all get involved in, really. We've written a song with the guitarist in our band. But mainly we write songs between us, really, and with other producers as well. Sometimes they might write the music, or write the music with Shannon, or even I might write the music myself sometimes, but I think that's only been on occasion, because mainly my role is sort of like melodies and lyrics, really, but mainly between us.
Cool. Right, we're going to do another track. We have picked, I've picked this one. So when I was just started off, I had a little listen to this one earlier. So this is All Together Now. Quickly tell me about that one.
Well, this one was quite interesting, because I went down for a writing session, and this song was written and recorded within 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's all about change in society. So yeah, this one's called All Together Now.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Going to be straight back talking to McRae straight after this.
Whether it's a new logo, website, mobile creative app, or marketing your business, our goal at GT Creative Studio is to provide you with a creative solution built to suit your needs and your budget. For over 10 years, we've specialised in web design and brand development and provided award-winning creative services to hundreds of local businesses. GT Creative Studio, High Street, Brentwood, winners of Essex Digital Awards 2014. For a free consultation, call us on 01277 849 161 or check out our portfolio at gtcreativestudio.co.uk.
Ladies, gentlemen, children of Essex, summer is coming and we want you to show summer what's hot. So let's put the ream in the dream, glitz with the glamour and fab in the fabulous. Come all mums, fellas, savers, spenders, fashionistas and first daters. Strut down to Into Lakeside from Friday the 13th to Sunday the 15th of March for our spring-summer fashion shows in association with Hello Fashion Monthly. Join us and let your true colours shine. Visit into.co.uk/lakeside today.
Oh, I love Michelle on Phoenix FM.
Join me, Michelle Ward, for Eat My Brunch weekdays from 10 through till 1.
Shall I turn your microphone up?
Well, it would help, yes.
Well, it wouldn't, really.
With music, guests, topical news stories and my general ramblings.
Oh, God, your voice is really loud.
Sorry.
You're not even near the microphone.
Plus my question of the day.
What is it? What is it?
I keep asking for requests. I've told you before, I don't like people asking for requests.
Brought to you in association with Chigwell Bifold Doors and Windows. Visit chigwellbifolddoors.co.uk.
Is that a marshmallow I can smell burning?
A part of that laugh and that jingle was me. Did you know that? That's an interesting fact. Now, we were just listening to that last jingle with the ream and the dream. It is proper Essex, isn't it? It's like Essex lingo. And you've just done a couple of... Give us that. Do your Essex again.
Well, people mistake us from coming from Essex, so sort of like jail.
Ring. Shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's just like her.
Well, she wears all the sort of like false eyelashes and all that stuff, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, well, I'll do that, but I don't say nothing like
it. I'm bleach blonde.
Unfortunately, I couldn't put any makeup on today, like mainly in my eyes, because I've got a bit of a cold. They keep streaming, won't let me.
Yeah, your eyelashes would be flapping off if you
were before. No good. That doesn't help if your eyelashes are flapping off, and especially if it's windy. You've got eyelashes going everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
I've had that too many times.
Let's quickly talk about media, because... On your Facebook page at the moment, you've got about 44,000 people like your music, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Like 2 years ago, we just went from just setting up the page, and now it's like to how it is now. And we get a lot of help through management as well, through promotion and things. So we're really grateful for that. And it's just great to see so many people liking our music, because we're really passionate about what we do. So,
and it's good to have a following, especially if you're trying to get your music out.
It's great, yeah. Like when you have people come down to your gigs and they're singing along to your songs, it's like the best feeling in the world.
It's kind of crazy as well, because a lot of that following, it's literally international. We've got a lot of people like us in Brazil, which is, I don't know how, because it's just, we'll get like comments called, what was it they say, Linda or something.
I think it means beautiful.
Something like that, but they comment a lot on our videos and say
myself.
That. we've had to write a couple of posts in, like, what language do they speak in Brazil?
Spanish. Ish,
yeah,
isn't it?
Spanish.
Yeah, we usually just go on Google Translate.
Google Translate.
Brazilian. Yeah.
Thank God for that.
So, and you've also got, obviously, got your Twitter account, and you've got a verified account. I know, it's your little blue tick.
Yeah, we got verification on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, I don't really know how it came about, because one morning we just woke up and it was there. And it was crazy, because we got so many likes from it.
Yeah.
It was going up like 1,000 a day, and we was just like, oh my God.
And if people don't know what that is, when you go onto Twitter, you've got the little blue tick, and that means they usually save it for an artist. Like, say, for instance, you want to follow Madonna. If he's got a blue tick, you know it's the actual artist rather than a Paradox account, whatever they call it. It's not a fake one, basically. So,
yeah.
And you've got one of those. That's really good.
Yeah,
let's run through the how they can get hold of you, because you've got your own website. And let's go to the website, because if you go to the website, you can then find that you've got links to Twitter and Facebook. Your account is for your website.
Yeah, it's just mccree.com, so that's mccrei.com.
So it's muck, and then it's again cree, so it's the extra C, and then it's EI, not double.
Yeah, EI.
Now, X Factor is coming up soon. We've got, at the moment, we've got The Voice. Are you into that type of reality TV programming? Is it something you'd have a look at?
I watch it, but I wouldn't necessarily go on it at the moment because I don't think it's the right time, and I think just discovering ourselves as artists, I think it's good to carry on writing at the moment and working with different producers before we think about anything like that.
And I think the other thing with X Factor and The Voice and things like that, it's not really right for us because we're songwriters and it's mainly for singers, and where Leanne's the lead vocalist and but we write songs at the same time, I think it'd be the complete wrong direction for us.
And your music's heading in the other direction, kind of retro style wise, isn't it?
And I think if we went, we have been scouted for X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, but we turned it down because we didn't think that it would be the right direction for us, and I think if we did go on it, we wouldn't have as much control as what we do, and they would try and take us down another route. So if in time things don't work out, then that is an option that we would consider, but not right now.
Yeah. And lastly, or not lastly, I've got two more questions to ask you, but first of all is, you know, have you had what's the most embarrassing things happened to you then on stage?
My gosh, okay.
I knew you was going to have a story.
Because we was talking about this today, and we was playing at a charity event, and this was for a girl called Megan Fox. She was in Shannon's year and sadly passed away. So I was doing that, and I was halfway through La 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 by Sam Smith and Naughty Boy.
Yeah.
And I was just singing. All of a sudden, I felt something crawling up my arm. I thought, oh, for goodness
gracious.
Wasn't
Sam Smith, was it?
No, it was a wasp.
Amazing.
It
a wasp?
Was, yeah, and it stung me. I tried to flick it off, and it wouldn't leave my arm alone, and it flew back on my arm, and it stung me again.
It fancied your arm?
Yeah.
Tell them what Mum did.
Yeah, and then I didn't know what to... Because I carried on singing. I thought, right, I'm going to be really brave, even though if I wasn't singing, I'd probably just, like, wave my arms in the air and just scream, like, and go crazy. But there was this wasp on my arm, and I thought, right, I'm going to keep calm, carry on.
Just like Madonna.
Yeah.
All over. Get back up again. You know? But this is more serious. This is a proper wasp. Look at that. Imagine that
on
the Brits. You know what I mean? The camera's... Oh, you've got a wasp on your arm, but she's still carrying on like a true professional. It's stinging your arm. I just squash it and slap it.
I didn't want to squash it just in case it stung my hand as well, because I have the whole oh god, that would be the worst. But thank god for my mum, she came and rescued me. She actually whacked it off my arm, but then I just thought, right, I'm starting the song again. But people find it really funny. That's one of the most embarrassing things that's happened to me on stage. Your mic stand, I think, has hit you in the face, hasn't
it? Oh my god, I've had so many weird things happen. Like
your strap.
I'll sad about that, right? Basically, we were playing Proud Camden in the main room, and we used to do a couple of covers, and one of the covers was She Said. So Leanne and me do the, like, singing, and I back her with the singing, and then when it comes into the rap bit, I'll take over on the rap, but I have to play guitar at the same time. And basically, just before I went into the rap bit, my strap broke on my guitar, so my guitar sort of fell. I managed to catch it and then pull my mic stand down and carry on with the rap, literally in a split second, and Leanne was just like, you
she
go,
got,
girl.
She got applauded for it. Everyone just thought it was really great.
It was literally a split of a second moment. And then the other thing that's happened, I've had mic stands hit me in the face. I've had a fat lip going on the stage. I've had to go up and do a couple of gigs with a massive chest infection. I was trying not to cough, and then my voice completely broke on me because it was that bad. And I was trying to sing, but the words just won't come out. And then Leanne had to take over. We've had loads of funny stuff happen.
That's all part of gigging, I suppose.
Yeah, and finding the venue sometimes, like the Hope in Brighton, when we was supporting a band, we spent an hour walking around looking for the venue. It was we'd all done our hair nice and everything, you know, and then it's pouring with rain. Obviously, all my straightening's come out.
Yeah, I have that all the time. I straighten my hair. Eggshell blonde, this is, and I straightened it before I came to the studio today. If you could go on a date just as friends with anyone, like past or present, film star or music star, who would you go for? First, you, Shannon.
A date? Or as friends?
Friends, not friends. Romantically. Just you're hanging out. You want to hang out with someone. I mean, would you hang out with Rihanna?
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith go with Sam
is
Smith.
A complete yeah. I'd love yeah. to.
You can't say the wasp, because that doesn't count.
Definitely.
I'd like to go back and visit the wasp.
For me, I really love Adele. I think she's so down to earth and a really cool lady.
Yeah, you can help her write a new album that she's taken ages on. Come on, Adele, hurry
up. I'm really excited for when it comes out. And Sam Smith as well, he's
me
really
too.
Cool.
John Newman.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. John Newman or Sam Smith. In fact, can I have both of them?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, it's
a big group.
I'm excited.
Right, we're going to do your last song. This is a track called I'm Missing You. Tell us quickly about this one.
We did this song with a producer called Alan Glass, which is the a producer that we've done all the last songs that we've been played with as well. And it's going to be featured in a film called Last Round. And we're actually playing at the premiere, which is in London in April. So, yeah, this song's called I'm Missing You.
Okay, great stuff. And it's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Don't forget,
it's been good to be here.
If you've missed any of this, you can catch it all again on the show page blog, which will be out tomorrow. And that's on phoenixevent.com. I'll also be tweeting it out on the link, and you can catch all the links to the sites, including McRae's site, from tomorrow. And this is their track, I'm Missing You.